This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai.
Good morning.
Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, and possibly the last thing on our minds is the upcoming Yom HaDin. But nevertheless, sometimes the last thing on our minds should be the first thing on our minds. So we'd like to look in a little bit what we could do to give us a little motivation to prepare ourselves for the upcoming Yom HaDin, HaBa'aleinu L'Toyva.
Amen.
Okay, so the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that the first Mishnah says there are four Rosh Hashanahs, but those four Rosh Hashanahs are not referring to Yom HaDin. There's another Mishnah that says there are four times a year the world is judged. The Mishnah says, Be'arba Prakim Ha'olam Nidain. Four times a year the world is judged. But Pesach ala Tfuan, Pesach, we're judged for grain. Be'atzeres al peiros ilan, on Shavuos we're judged for fruits. B'Rosh Hashanah kol bo'i olam ovrim lefanav. On Rosh Hashanah, everyone in the world passes before him. And then the Mishnah says the magical words, the words that we're going to spend the entire shiur investigating, kivnei maroin, that the world passes before God like bnei maroin. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Hayoitza yachal libam, Hashem creates their hearts together. Hamevin al komaseyam, He understands all of their actions. So the Mishnah says, on Rosh Hashanah, the whole world passes before Hashem, kivnei maroin. B'nei Maroin. What does it mean, B'nei Maroin? What do these two words mean? On Rosh Hashanah, we all pass before Hashem, K'B'nei Maroin. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, a few blot later, on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Mai K'B'nei Maroin? Hacha Targimai. Here they translated it, K'B'nei Imrana. Like young sheep. K'B'nei Imrana. We pass before God like young sheep. Now what is that supposed to mean? On Rosh Hashanah, you know, we eat the head of a sheep. You know, but why? What does it mean we pass before Hashem? Kivnei Maroin, says Rashi. Look at number three. Kikvasim, like sheep, Shemoinen Oysan La'asan, that they count the sheep to take off every tenth. V'yoytzin Ze'achazah, and they come out one after another, the Pesach Katan, in a small opening. She'ein Yechaylan Latzes Ke'achah, they're not able to go all at the same time. So just imagine, you have a pen, you have a pen of sheep, you have big sheep, small sheep, fat sheep, slow sheep, polka-dotted sheep, all kinds of sheep. And as soon as that door opens, you know, they start bleating, right? They start making their noises, and they're all headed. But the problem is, there's only one, only one person can go out at a time. It's not like the doors of a shul. When the shul doors open, you have five people can leave. It's not like the classroom doors. The classroom door opens, like the whole class can leave at one time. But when you take Meiser off of the sheep, it's single file only. So that's how we walk before God. That's how we pass before God in Rosh Hashanah. Single file. Single file. Kivnei Imrana. Okay? The Gemara continues. Rish Lakish Amar. Rish Lakish says, Kemalos Beis Maron. Like the ascent of Beis Maron. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Kemalos Beis Maron. Haderach Katzar. The road is narrow. The ain shnayim yecholin leilach zevetzadzeh. The road is so narrow, you can't have two people traveling together. It's one at a time. Sheha emek amoik mishnei tzidei hadarach. The valley is very, very steep. Remember when I went to Amuka, right? The kever of Rabbi Yonasan ben Aziel. I don't think I was ever so scared in my entire life. When I was a kid, I said Shema.
Really?
You had two buses. It was
very narrow.
Right? It's very narrow, very steep. There's not even enough room for your coach bus, and it's a double lane road, two ways. You have buses going on one side. So somehow, you know, the derech nes, two buses could fit. So that's what it's like. That on Rosh Hashanah we pass before Hashem Kemalos Beis Maron. It's a very steep incline, and you can only pass single file. If you try to go walk two at the same time, one guy is going off the cliff. That's how we pass before God on Rosh Hashanah. Kivnei Maroin, Kemalois Beis Maron. So far we have two pshatim. One is Kivnei Imrana. Rish Lakish says, Kemalois Beis Maron. Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Kechayoloi Shel Beis David, like the soldiers of David's army. What does that mean? Kechayol oishol beis David. Says Rashi, ukivnei maroin. What does it mean, b'nei maroin? Kivnei chayol ois shel melech maroin. Like the sons, like the soldiers of the king. Maroin lashoin maros. The word maroin is the language of authority, mastery, ve'adnos. Ve'kach ha'yumoinin oisam. That's how they would count them. Yoitzim zeh achar zeh. They would go one after another, but say some lemochama when they would go out to war. Right now, you can imagine when soldiers march in battle, they have to march single file, but in a perfect line. Right? Somebody even showed me in China. Right? They have to walk in such perfect line. Everyone's chin has to be perfectly up. They walk. They stand in a line, and then the general goes. And he goes from underneath and he's looking whether every chin is lined up perfectly. Yeah. Right? Imagine a guy says, no, you know, I'll play it casual. You know, he's going to walk next to his friend. Court martial, he can be executed. When you're walking as a soldier, you walk single file. So these are three pshatim in kivnei marayin. One pshat is kivnei imrana, like young sheep. Another pshat is, Reish Lakish says, kemalois beis marayin, like the ascent of beis marayin. And Reb Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, like the soldiers of David HaMelech's army. So Marv Rabbeisai, what is this Gemara trying to tell me? If you look at all these three mashalim, right, it's giving a mashal. It's saying that, what does it mean, kivnei marayin? Either we pass before God like young sheep, or we pass before Hashem like the ascent to Beis Maroin, or we pass before Hashem like the soldiers of David's army. What's a mashal? A mashal is trying to explain something that's hard to grasp. So what do? You give a parable, you give a story, and that helps you wrap your mind around it. What's so hard about understanding that on Rosh Hashanah you pass before God single file? Is that such a difficult concept? I mean, you could explain that to a 5-year-old kid. You know, on Rosh Hashanah, you dip the apple right in the honey, you blow the shofar, and guess what? It's not everyone together, it's single file. Why couldn't the Mishnah just say, Rosh Hashanah, kol boi oilam oivrim lefanov, zeh achar zeh. Would that be so hard to understand? Would there be anything lacking in our understanding if the Mishnah would just say, Rosh Hashanah, oivrim lefanov, zeh achar zeh, that we need a mashal to explain it? And how is the mashal explain it any clearer than zeh achar zeh? Just say, on Rosh Hashanah, kol boi oilam, oivrim lefanov, zeh achar zeh. That's simple enough. In fact, to me, that would be much simpler. Because the words kivnei marayin, we have absolutely no idea what it means, and you have three different amarim explaining what it means. So just say, simple, zeh achar zeh. You know, if you're explaining the theory of relativity, right, and you want to know what's meant, E equals MC squared. So you want to start telling a story, a mashal, fine. Single file, that's the simplest concept you could think of. Why do I need a mashal? You only need a mashal to explain something difficult. And exactly, why is there machloikas, what it means? Is machloikas? Now, if all Kivnei Maron is trying to say is that on Rosh Hashanah we pass before God, single file, so why is there machloikas? You have three different pshatim, what it means, Kivnei Maron. Simple enough. So Rabbi say these are the questions of Ravitzel Petterberg in the Sefer Koich Ve'ar. The Koich Ve'ar is one of the writings of Ravitzel Petterberg. And I have over here, I made you a picture of Ravitzel, just so you should take a look, you know. As I'll say,
visual
representation. Here, you pass that, you can keep it. I remember one time I gave out a picture of the Baal HaLashem, Rav Shlomo El Yashiv. So somebody keeps it in his dashboard, you know, like as a shmira. But anyway, you know, Chazal say when you look at a great person, it instills Yirah Shamayim. So, you know, during the Yemei Elul, if you want to see an image of somebody who had Yirah Shamayim on his face and was especially known for his preparation during the month of Elul. In fact, by the way, it's very interesting. If you look at number 24, skip to number 24. If anybody has read and learned the Svarim of the Chafetz Chaim, they would know the Chafetz Chaim is not a storyteller. There are not too many Maisalach in the Svarim of the Chafetz Chaim. And yet, the Chafetz Chaim records in the Sefer Chavetz HaShmira that Rav Yitzchak Blazer, his name was Rav Yitzchak Blazer, Rav Yitzchak Petterberg, was the Av Beis Din in Petersburg. From Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, he did not talk.
Wow.
He did not talk. I believe he had a baby girl, so he said Mazel Tov. It says the Chafetz Chaim, so if Rabbi Tzvi Peterberg had this custom of not speaking for 40 days, so Chafetz Chaim suggests that the least we could do is not to speak for 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Right? But I would suggest the least we could do is when you want to speak Lashon Hara, don't say it, you know? Okay, but that's Rabbi Tzvi Peterberg. In fact, Rabbi Tzvi Peterberg was one of the primary disciples of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So Salanter had three primary Talmidim: Rabbi Tzvi Peterberg, Rabbi Simcha Zissel, and Rav Naftali Amsterdam. Right? Rav Naftali Amsterdam. That's where he was. Shimesh. And in fact, the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would give a title to all of his three Talmidim. He said that Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer was the Lamdin, Rabbi Simcha Zissel was the Chacham, and Rav Naftali Amsterdam was the Tzaddik. Not to the exclusion, in other words, Rav Yitzchak Peterberg was also a Chacham and a Tzaddik, and Rav Naftali Amsterdam was also a Lamdin and a Chacham, but these were their areas of expertise. In fact, Rav Yitzchak Blazer, he was a Lamdin. One time there was a rabbinical convention that was attended by Rav Yosef Doiv Soloveitchik, the Beis Halevi. And the Beis Halevi got up to speak. The Beis Halevi said over Akasha from his son, Rav Chaim Brisker. And he then said over his teretz, the Beis Halevi's teretz. And he said over Rav Chaim's teretz. And everyone's looking at Rav Yitzchak Blazer, known as one of the Gedolei Hador. What's he going to say? What does he have to say? You know, he knows how to learn also. Didn't say one word.
Okay.
Didn't say one word. So everybody's wondering, this is the Gadol Hador, he has nothing to say? Later, they opened up his Sefer, Shalas Tshuvas pre-Tzadik, pre-Yitzchak. Shalas Tshuvas pre-Yitzchak. And they saw in his Sefer the Kasha, the Beis HaLevi, the Beis HaLevi's Teretz, and Reb Chaim's Teretz.
That's why I didn't say anything.
So they asked him, well, you had nothing to say? He said, what, I'm a chassan? That I have to show off my... So this was his anivas. You know, he was a very disciplined, one of the greatest of the Bali Musar. And he was the one who published the letters of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the Ur Yisrael, together with his farm Shariyar, Koichveyar, Nesivaisar. And that, if you buy a sefer Ur Yisrael, it comes Ur Yisrael, Shariyar, Koichveyar, Nesivaisar. And in the sefer Koichveyar in Siman Dalid, Rav Yitzchak Peterberg wants to know, take a look in number 4, the paragraph that begins Ulechaira. Ulechaira Yipla Ma'id. It's a pella. It's a wonder. Matzorech HaTana LaHazbir B'mashal Dover Pashut Kazeh. Why does the Tana have to explain with a mashal such a simple thing? Masha Koboi Oilam Oivrim Lefanov Zeh Achar Zeh. That the world passes before God one after another. Shu Mashal Kivnei Maroin. Sha'ivim Zachar Zeh. Mi lo yavin esos. Who doesn't understand this? Anyone having difficulty with the concept? I know. You know, when there's a line, sometimes people have difficulty adhering to the single file. But conceptually, grasping it, that we all get. We know what single file means. Mahu zeh achar zeh. V'havale l'tano loymar b'pshit. The Tana should have said simply, Barosh Hashanah, Kobay, Oilam, Oivim, Lefanam, zeh achar zeh. Also, says Rav Itzla, it's not just that the Tana is saying that Rosh Hashanah we pass before God one after another. But if you think about the Mashalim, you will see that every Mashal is giving us a case, not only where we do pass before God one after another, but you have to pass one after another. There's no other way to do it. Let's say the sheep. The pen is only open enough for one sheep at a time. The ascent only has enough room for one person on the road at a time. The general calls on one soldier at a time. What then is the Kavana of the Mishnah, and these two words, Kivnei Maroin, what are these three Amoraim trying to teach me with their respective Mishalim? Okay? And with this we come to a major principle, fundamental principle, in how the din of Rosh Hashanah works, what's the mechanism of the din? Because after all, If you think for a moment, why does Hashem judge us on Rosh Hashanah? Judgment day. Like, judgment day. What do you mean judgment day? Well, like Hashem didn't know what our actions were before Rosh Hashanah? Only on Rosh Hashanah, all of a sudden Rosh Hashanah, only then Hashem knows what our actions are? Everybody knows what Hashem knows everything. So what is the meaning of the day of judgment? And in fact, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah reveals to us an added insight into how the judgment works. Look at number 5. Ma Talmud Loimar ki choik li Yisrael. It says ki choik li Yisrael. Who? Mishpel lelekei Yaakov. Malamed she Yisrael nichnasen chila ladin. That before God judges the nations of the world, first He judges us. Now what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean before? There's no God exists above and beyond time. There's no time. Beracious. God created time. That means He exists above time. So what do you mean? First He judges the Jews. Then He judges the nations of the world. Hashem knows all of our actions before the judgment. What does this mean? Kedrav Chizda. Damar Rav Chizda. Melech v'tzibor melech nechnas tchila ladin. A king and the congregation. Who does God judge? First God judges the king. Shenemer. Mishpat Avdoi u'mishpat Amoi. Shlomo HaMelech is talking. First, the judgment of your servant, that's me, Shlomo is saying. And then, the judgment of your people, that's the Jewish people. Got it? First Hashem judges the king, and then God judges the Jewish people. My time. Why? So what do we learn from this Gemara? There's a line. Like everything else in life. There's a line. There's a line in Din. There's a line. Who goes first? The king. My taima. Number one, Yiba Asema, Lav Oirech Ara Lameka Mak Evrai. Number one, it's not Derech Eretz for the king to wait outside. So therefore, the king has to go first. What do you mean it's not Derech Eretz? This is before Melch Machi Am Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's nothing. No. Gotta respect the king. It's not Derech Eretz for the king to wait outside. And if you want, you could say another reason why the king has to go first. Before God gets angry, while God is still in a good mood, God judges the king before his temper flares. Look in Rashi. Why would God get angry? Because of the sins of the congregation. So what is it like? If the king goes into judgment first, so Hashem wakes up in the morning, he's in a good mood, the sun is shining, he had extra caffeinated coffee, everything. Hashem's in a good mood in the morning. I mean, what's the Gemara talking about? It sounds like heretical. In the morning, Hashem's in a good mood, so therefore if he judges the king, Hashem says, oh, king, so you took some extra taxes, oh, don't worry about it, all kings do that. King, you know, maybe he didn't treat this guy with the proper respect. Okay, you know, nobody's perfect. So in the morning, Hashem will judge the king in a favorable, compassionate way. But in the afternoon, first Hashem's going to judge Beryl. Hashem's going to, Beryl, what's going on? During your lunch break, every day you call the same chaver and you speak Lashon Hara for 2 minutes. In 1 minute, you can speak 200 words of Lashon Hara. Every word is the equivalent of, right? Lashon Hara is keneged kulam. So every word of Lashon Hara is keneged 613 mitzvahs. So that means 613 times 200 is a lot, right? 613 times 200 is a lot, right? 7,000 or so. And then two minutes of it, that's 14,000 every day. So after Beryl, Hashem is saying, you know, that coffee really wasn't too good. I mean, if we could say, chas v'sham, but, and then after Beryl, Feivel, and Feivel, you know what Feivel has on his account? Feivel wastes all of his leisure time. He's not learning enough. During Chazar's Hashatz, he thinks he's allowed to talk to his friend about current events. Yeah, it's important. It's a Dvar Mitzvah. Eretz Yisrael. Denor, Achinu Kobeis Yisrael. It's a Mitzvah. And then Feivel has on his account, he insulted somebody. And Feivel has on his account other averos. And Baruch Shalom is, you know, his good, the morning started off good, but, you know, the day is go downhill from there. And then after Feivel is Shmerel, and Shmerel doesn't treat his wife with respect, and Shmerel cheats in his business, and now, if Hashem's going to judge the king's going to be chopped liver. So you know what the Baal Shem says? You king, come in the morning, right? Before 8 o'clock, right? Before, come in the morning, and then, you know, I'll be in a good mood. That's what is the Gemara talking about? As if God doesn't know everybody has averos beforehand? Well, what is this Gemara talking about? That, look, they're Jews, they're sins, God is aware of them. Regardless of when where the person is online, God knows that people sin, and He knows what they are. So what's the meaning of this, the Gemara, that there's a line in the din? What's the meaning of the line? Does God know or does He not know? Isn't there Yediyah? Isn't Hakol Yodua? Isn't everything Hakol Basefer Nechtavin? Ayin Raya? Don't we believe that we're on camera all times? Whether the camera's on or off, it's on? Don't we believe that Hakol Basefer Nechtavin? Everything we do, not everything, and not only that, everything we think, so Hashem knows. So it makes a difference if the king goes in the morning or in the afternoon. Even if the king goes in the morning, Hashem knows about Beryl and Fivel and Shmerel. So what is Gemara talking about? So says Rav Itzel Petterberg, look at number 2, in the paragraph that begins, Achen, and that is a major principle. And that is, Malchusa d'shmaya ke'en malchusa de'ara. The manner of judgment and the kingdom of heaven is parallel and is comparable to malchus down here in this world. And just like down here in this world, there's something called the Yom HaDin, when a king will sit on his throne and judge. There's something called the Yom HaDin in Shemayim. And just like here in this world, the king will sit al kisei mishpat, God at certain times will sit on kisei mishpat. And just like down here in this world, their accusers and their defenders, their mekatrugim and their sanegorim, you can have somebody on trial and you'll have people come to the king. Hey, king, you're going to let this guy off the hook. Do you know what this guy did? Right? You have people that come to accuse. Then you have relatives and friends that come to defend. You have the same thing in heaven. Now, why did God set it up this way? I don't know. Maybe because since we are basar v'dam, and we are human beings, and our minds can only relate to what we see, and what we see here in this world is a certain protocol of din and abaretz. In order for us to relate to the din of Shamayim, it has to operate the same way. Otherwise, we couldn't understand it and comprehend it and deal with it. And therefore, says Rav Itzel Petterberg, does God know everybody's din, everybody's masim? Yes, God knows everybody's mitzvahs. God knows everybody's averos, even before you wait online. But God set up a system. And the system is that the way things work in heaven are the way they work down here. And just like down here, if a king judges, in the morning he's in a good mood, and as the day progresses, he becomes more grouchy, as more and more people pass before him that have rebelled against him. God set up the same system in Shamayim, because we are human beings, and that's how we understand it. We have no other way to picture it. And even though God knows what our ma'asim are, He does not allow His yediyah to affect His decision. God does not allow His knowledge, His yediyah, to make a roshem. He allows the system to operate its course as if it was working down here b'aretz. And therefore, even though God knows that we have many averos, in the morning, it's as if nobody sinned yet. And the first guy passes before him, and God says, let it be the king. Because in the morning, everybody has a clean slate. It's like nobody ever sinned. The clean will have a good judgment. So says Rav Itzel Petterberg, look in the paragraph that begins, V'lazois. V'lazois. Hine b'terem nichnas ha-tzibur lefanov. Ladin. Before the tzibur passes before him. I'm in number 7, on page 2, the second paragraph, V'lazois. Im ki yoidea maseh kulam. Even though God knows everybody's actions, His all-encompassing knowledge does not make an impression on him. He doesn't, so to speak, get angry yet. He first sits on his throne, and he hears that everyone's case. And whoever is first on the line will get a better judgment than whoever is 100 on the line. And whoever's 100 on the line will get a better judgment than whoever's 1,000. Now, let's think of it this way.
Is the Dayan allowed to do that? I'm sorry. I mean, if the Dayan does that down here on earth, I think it's the wrong way to have it. If you're saying that he's not judging...
He's not a Dayan. God is not conducting his mishpat like a Dayan, but rather as a Melech. As a Melech. And we'll see why. Because a Dayan has very specific ways of doing it. A Dayan is only based on the evidence. Hashem is like a Melech. Sometimes a Melech will make a decision that may appear to other people as whimsical. Why did he make that decision? It doesn't seem to be based on the evidence. Well, a Melech has super legal rights and abilities. Not everything is based on the letter of the law. Okay? So now, let's just think of it in the following way. Whoever's first online won't necessarily get a better judgment than whoever's 100. Because if the first guy on the line is a convict, you know, an acclaimed criminal, and person number 100 is a big tzaddik, certainly person number 100 will get a better judgment than person number 1. It's just that if they would be on equal footing, then you're much better off being number 1 on the line than being number 100. Because you're in a position, you're putting the dayan in a better position. In other words, obviously the judgment is based on masim, but in terms of the flexibility, the fluidity of the dayan, you're giving the dayan more of tolerance if you're number 1 or number 100. Okay. Now we understand that position on the line is everything. Position on the line. Right? Like the Gemara says, first the melech,
and
the location, location, location. The din of Rosh Hashanah is very much contingent on where you are on the line. Let's explain. Certainly we understand that after 100 people have gone before you, every guy, he has this aver, this guy has oinas dvarim, this guy has bitul Torah, this guy has kas. So after 100 people, you can imagine that you're in a much worse shape. But you have to think of it even more than that. Because Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Koheles, look at number 8, V'choyte echad ya'abe toy v'harbe. One avera could be destructive. So it's not just you're better off being number 100 than number 1,000. But there's an infinite difference between number 100 and number 101. Every position on the line makes all the difference in the world because every chait is like an atom bomb. And if you could just move one position forward, the better off you'll be. And now the question is, how do you get to the front of the line? How do you get to the front of the line? Says Rav Itzel Petterberg. When the Mishnah says that Barash Hashanah, Koboi, Oilam, Oilvim, Lefanim, Kibnei, Maroim, the Mishnah is not saying that on Rosh Hashanah you pass single file. That we get. That every Jew, whether you're smart or not, whether you're intellectually sophisticated or not, everyone gets something called single file. Yeah? That the Mishnah could have just said, Barash Hashanah, Koboi, Oilam, Oilvim, Lefanim, Ze'achar Ze. That's not the point of the Mishnah. We got that already. That we could. The point of the Mishnah is the order of the line. The order of the line. The question is, who's first? Not who's on first. Who's first?
There he is.
And now, to that, we have a three-way machlokes. One opinion is kivnei imrana, like young sheep. One opinion is kimalos beis marayim. And one opinion is Kechayolos beis David. Says Rav Itzel Petterberg, look on page 2, the second column. Achein zehu ve'emes. Masha amra ha-mishnah b'Rosh Hashanah. Kol boi oylam oivim lefanav kivnei marayin. Ein ha-kavana lahazber b'mashal masha oivim ze'achazah. The point is not to say single file. Ki hu kivnei marayin shahochin ze'achazah. Ki zehu davar pashut. You know what the word pashut means? Simple. Bein tzach as a mashal umalitza. You don't need a mashal. Right? Imagine if I told you that if you put your hand in fire, you burn it. Let me give you a mashal. Right? You don't need a mush. You don't need it. It's as simple as it gets. So the single file, we don't need a mushal. Ulam hakavanu al seder mehalchem shel kol bei olam lefanav zeachazeh. Mi yaktim rishon rishon o mi yaacher. And now we have to understand, says Rav Itzel Petterberg, how do you get a good judgment in general? In general. Come before God in Rosh Hashanah. Every human being, nobody escapes judgment. Nobody could take the day off. Nobody could, you know, call in sick that day. No one could take a vacation day. Everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah. How do you get a good judgment? Says Rav Itzel Petterberg, there are three ways. Number one, you could earn it. Someone who has more mitzvahs than averus, he's a tzaddik, he gets a good judgment. That's the regular, traditional way to do it. That's the conventional way. Number two, and that first way, you're zoyche mitzadin, midas adin. You deserve it. You earned it. You earned it. The second way is you have someone who has more averos than mitzvahs, but he has a certain zuchus, that because of that zuchus, Hashem could have rachmanis on him. Even though if you weigh out his mitzvahs and averos, he has more averos than mitzvahs. But midas harachamim could choose to cherish and to favor a certain zuchus that a person has. And then there's a third way, and that is, person doesn't have any zuchus, but the ratzon Hashem is for some reason that nobody knows, Hashem could give him a good din. Like the pasuk says, "V'chanoisi es asher achain," I will have chanina on whoever I choose. "V'richamti es asher arachin." There are three methods: din, rachamim, inexplicable.
What about tshuva? What is about
tshuva? Tshuva is mitzad hadin. Tshuva is once you do tshuva, you remove averos. So now we reevaluate, and now you have more mitzvos than averos. Okay. The Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, look at number 9. Amar Rav Kuspadai, Amar Rav Yechanan, Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayinim Abbeis, Shloisha Svarim Niftachin Rosh Hashanah. There are three books opened on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Rishayim Gemurin, one of the completely wicked. V'echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurin, one of the completely righteous. V'echad Shel Beinanim. Tzadikim Gemurin Nechtavim V'nechtavim La'alte L'chaim. Those who are righteous are written and sealed for life. Rishayim Gemurim, Nechtavin v'nechtamim la'alter l'misa. Beinonim, the mediocre people, tzluyin v'oimdim, merash Hashanah v'ad yamaykvarim, their din is suspended. It's delayed. Zachu nechtavin l'chaim, if they merit, they're written for life. Lai zachu nechtavin l'misa. They're not zoicha, they're written for death. So we have three categories. We have beinonim, tzadikim, rishon. If I were to ask you, what's a Beinoni? So we may say, Beinoni. Beinoni is a very wide range. It's a very wide range. It ranges anywhere between 30% averos, 70% mitzvahs, or 70% averos, 30% mitzvahs. Maybe Beinoni is, you know, a very wide range. And tzaddikim are the really, really, really good guys, and the Rishonim are the really, really bad guys. Says the Ran, no, that's not what it means. Because since tzaddik means anyone who has more mitzvos than averos, 51-49, and Russia means anyone who has more averos than mitzvos, 51-49, Beinoni means exactly equal. And therefore the Ran asks, that nice Gemara, but look around the world, and there are a lot of tzaddikim that don't make it. And there are a lot of rishayim that do make it. So how do we make sense out of this Gemara? The Gemara says that according to the way the Ran understands the Gemara, if you have more mitzvahs than averos, you live. And if you have more mitzvah, averos than mitzvahs, you die. Chas v'shalom. And the Ran has one simple question. It's not true. Look around the world. That's not how the world operates. The Ran, you know, maybe he took a poll. He stood on the corner. He looked at the guy. He said, you know, it's impossible to know, but look, this guy ain't no tzaddik, and he made it through the year. Right? Not every, you know, star that's in the news is a tzaddik. can we say the least, right? They're almost all Rishon. And yet, they don't all die. Some of them die, right? Even comedians die of depression, right? Why? But nevertheless, they don't all make it. They don't all make it. They'll take a look at the Ran. The Ran, look at number 10. Look on the second line. Yachi kasha tuva. Many tzaddikim, they don't make it. V'kama rasham shavnosem meruvim nechtamim l'chayim. Many rasham do make it. Says the Ran. You ready for this chiddush? Tzaddik doesn't mean 5149. Rasha doesn't mean 5149. Tzaddik means Hashem gave you life this year, and Rasha means Hashem gave you chas v'sham death this year. Tzaddik means tzaddik bedin. Rasha means Rasha bedin. In other words, the Ran learns that when the Gemara says tzaddikim are written for life, it doesn't mean people have more mitzvahs than averos. It means tzaddikim are those who God decides they should have life this year. And Rasham are, they're not actually wicked. God decided they should have the judgment of a Rasha. Got it? So it says the Ran. Yes. La'achar mea ve'esrim shana, Hashem will weigh the mitzvos and averos. And whoever has more mitzvos gets eternal life. And whoever has more averos, chas v'sham, the opposite. But on Rosh Hashanah, says the Ran, it's a tzaddik is not someone who has more mitzvos and averos. Tzaddik is tzaddik bedin. Someone who is found to be a tzaddik. He's given the judgment of a tzaddik. He's given the verdict of a tzaddik. And Rasha is someone who's given the verdict of a Rasha. That's how the Ran learns. Why does the Ran learn this way? Because the Ran says, look around the world, not every tzaddik makes it, not every Rasha doesn't make it. However, if you look in the Rambam argues on the Ran. And the Rambam says, you know who a tzaddik is? The same way after 120, God will weigh your mitzvos and averos, and if you have more mitzvos and averos, you'll be a tzaddik. And if you have more averos than mitzvos, you'll be a Rasha. That's how it works on Rosh Hashanah. It's all a matter of weighing your ma'isim. Not like the Ran. The Ran says on Rosh Hashanah, you can't predict it. It's not dependent on your actions. A tzaddik is someone who's a tzaddik bedin. If you're found righteous, if God gives you the verdict of a tzaddik, that's what a tzaddik is. And a Rasha is not a wicked person. It's someone who has the verdict of the Rasha. The Rambam says, no! It depends on your actions. So we have machlokes, big machlokes rishonim here. Right? Big machlokes rishonim. How does the din of Rosh Hashanah work? Do we say like the Rambam that the judgment of Rosh Hashanah is exactly the same as the judgment la'achar mei v'esrim shana? Or do we say like the Ran? No, la'achar mei v'esrim shana is dependent on your ma'isim. But Rosh Hashanah is, if you're a tzaddik bedin, you get life. If you're a Rosh bedin, then chas v'sham, the opposite.
It's a real delineation here, Rebbe.
It's a big, yeah. Maybe we need some more air, right? So how do we understand it over here? Machlokes Rambam and the Ran. The Rambam says, again, on Rosh Hashanah, your actions are weighed. A tzaddik is someone who has more mitzvos and averos, and vice versa. And the Ran says, no, a tzaddik is tzaddik bedin, a rosh bedin. You ready for this? Comes Rav Itzla Peterberg, and Rav Itzla weighs in. And he says that a Jew has to believe that in general, Rosh Hashanah, your actions are weighed. If you have more mitzvahs, chayim. If you have more averos, chas v'sham, the opposite. That's how it works in general. But there are exceptions to the rule, where sometimes you could be a tzaddik, bedin. Sometimes it could be a Rasha bedin. In other words, in general, take a look at number 13, the second paragraph. Amnam, ki lefamim, gam tzaddikim gemurim. Even though sometimes, even tzaddikim gemurim, they could be chayiv for a small avera. And rishayim gemurim could be zaycha bedin for a small zchus. Like the Ran says, achein zehu rak betur yoytze min haklal. That's the exception to the rule. Yesh tzaddik oyved b'tzidkai. You can have a tzaddik that is destroyed, chas v'sham, because of a small avera. B'yesh rasha marach b'rasai. And you can have a rasha who has a good life. Ulam b'derech klal yesh lanu lahamin. in general, a Jew should believe that the Yesod Hadin of Rosh Hashanah Bevadai Alpi Roiv Hamasa is dependent on your Maisim. Okay? Listen very carefully. Says Rabbi Tzla, we have Machloikis Rambam and Ran. How does the judgment of Rosh Hashanah work? Is it based on your actions, or is it Hashem decides who He wants to spare and who He doesn't? Says Rabbi Tzla Paterberg, in general, as you should believe, the way the judgment operates is your actions are weighed. And in general, if you have more mitzvahs, you will live, and Chas V'Shalom, vice versa. But I see somebody who must have been a tzaddik and he didn't make it through. Does that mean he's a Rasha? Absolutely not. There are exceptions to the rule. Nobody could say about anybody why they went. Nobody would know. Sometimes you think someone is a tzaddik. No. Ha'adam nira le'inayim. You can only know on the person could see on the outside. Exactly. See somebody looks like a tzaddik, looks like a good guy, you don't know anything. You see somebody, you think he's a Rasha, you also don't know anything. Only Banisham could judge. But like him, you're a Lalevav. God could look into the heart. God knows a person's motivations. God knows a person's challenges. Nobody could judge. In general, the din is based on Masim, like the Rambam. Doesn't mean it. That's how it works in every situation. The Ran is right in limited circumstances. Remember, Victor Miller used to say, you don't think Risham get punished? No. All you have to do is you listen one time to the news and you hear this star dropped dead at a young age from overdose. So what's that? He was a tzaddik? No. David HaMelech says, Rak be'enecha sabit, just look with your eyes, b'shilumas v'sham tira. You'll see the wicked get what they deserve. Yeah? Rabbi Yashiv, Knan Hari, lived to almost 100 years old. He's sharp like a tack, right? Until that's the tzaddik, and he—that's the verdict of the tzaddik. The tzaddik. That's what he gave. Oichal parasayim ba'olam azev. Akan kayam esolam abba. In general, that's how it works. A tzaddik passed away. There are exceptions to the rule, right? No, nobody could say, "Oh, this case is because of this." Nobody knows how it works. But you want to know for myself in general, it's based on your ma'isim. So far we have two ways the din operates, based on actions, the Rambam. Based on special zechusim a person might have, the Ran, and then the third system is inexplicable. You have a guy, never did a mitzvah in his life, and God, for whatever reason, known only to him, Hashem spares him. Why? Why? So, the Rav Yitzchak Paterberg brings down the Gemara in Brachos, and look at number 21. The Gemara in Brachos says, three things Moshe Rabbeinu asked from Hashem, and some say he was given all three things. One is, he wanted the Shekhinah to rest on Klal Yisrael. Number two, he didn't want the Shekhinah to rest on the Goyim. And number three, he wanted to know the ways of God. And Rav Meir says, that third thing of Tzadik V'Raloi, Rosh V'Tavlam, even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. So you have a Kasha, hey, this guy, what's up? Why does he have such a good life? He doesn't have any mitzvahs. Answers. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know why. But in general, you should know, in most cases, the verdict is dependent on action. In most cases.
That's the Rambam.
That's the Rambam. There are exceptions to the rule that a person could have a special zechus, that Hashem could have rachmanis on him. Could we understand such a thing? Yeah. I think even a teacher, he could like a certain student. There's one thing the student once did. So even though the kid flunked every test, the teacher will pass him. Why? There's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. And sometimes the teacher will pass a kid, and he said, why'd you pass a kid? And the teacher says, you know what? I'm not sure. I remember one time I asked my Rebbe for a special privilege, and he said, I'm not sure why I'm letting you do this. So why did he let? Why? Even he doesn't know why. But there's a certain thing. Right? Sometimes a person could earn it. Sometimes it could be based on something, even though it's not mitzad adin. And sometimes there's an intangible. Okay.
So potential.
Some? No, that wasn't why. I think I know the reason. It was for some. Anyway. So these are the three methods to the judgment. comes Rabbi Itzel Paterberg. The same way in Din, there are three ways to be Zoycha B'Din. We want to know how to get on the head of the line, right? We learned. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah is very much dependent on location, location, location. How do you get to the head of the line? There are three ways to do it. Okay? There are three ways to get to the head of the line. Because like we said, everything it depends on where you are on the line. Way number one. Kivnei Imrana, like the sheep. When the farmer comes to open up the corral, and the sheep are able to come out one at a time, which sheep is getting through first? You have all the, you ever see? The sheep are like, they're swaying back and forth, and you have one trying to push the way. Which sheep goes out first? The strongest sheep. The sheep with the strongest muscles, with the biggest mass, bodies his way, he gives a yank of elbow over there, a little push over there. He gives a ba, and he's first. The order is dependent on strength. So therefore, says the Ritzel Paterberg, and who are the strong ones on the line of the Yom HaDin? Tzadikim. Tzadikim. Like Chazal say, the Gemara tells us, that look at number 14, the Gemara Bracha says, Shimu Elai Abire Lev Harachaikim Mitzdaka. Listen to me, the strong-hearted ones who are far from tzedakah. Says the Gemara, who are the strong-hearted people who are far from tzedakah? Says the Gemara, these are the people, the tzaddikim. They don't eat. They don't get parnasa because of Hashem's rachmanis, Hashem's tzedakah. They earn it. They have zechusim. They're strong. They're the strong. They're the Bali Zraya. They're the Abire Lev. And who are the weak people? So we have in Parshas Kisetze, Kol HaNechesh Sholem Acharecha, all the stragglers. Chalash. Says Rashi, who are the Chaloshim? Chaseirei Koyach Machmas Chetam. If you sin, it makes you weak. The strong people are referring to the Tzadikim. The weak people are referring to the Balei Avera. So says Rav Itzel Paterberg, you know how you get to the way of the front of the line? You ready for this? Ding, ding, ding. Here's the first way. The first way to get to the front of the line is if you deserve it. The same, what does that mean if you deserve it? Hashem sees the people on the line. He knows which people have more mitzvahs, which people has less mitzvahs. He'll say, hey, Yankel, you have a lot of mitzvahs. I want you to have a good din this year. Here, you're number one. Beryl! Yeah, you have more mitzvahs. You're number two. The one way, the first way to get to the front of the line is if you're a tzaddik. If you're a tzaddik, you're strong and you're able to, so to speak, push your way to the front of the line. And if you're on the front of the line, you'll have a better din. That's way number one. Now that way is not going to do us too much good. We're ready a day before Elul, you know, to become a tzaddik overnight, to get to the front of the line. You know, a tzaddik is something you have to get to acquire the whole year. You know, that's not going to help us too much today. You know, I'm sure we're all tzaddikim. So, but that's not an eitzah. It's not a trick to get to the front of the line. How do you get to the front of the line? It's like, how do you win the race if you're the best sprinter? Shkoyach, I know that. We're looking for a trick, right? How do you get to the front of the line? Oh, be a tzaddik. Okay, shkoyach. Yeah, I don't need the shir to tell me that's a good way to. Okay, but that's the first mashal. Kivnei Marain, Kivnei Imrana. Okay, let's skip for a moment to the third mashal. Kechayaloi Shabbat David, the soldiers of David's army. So here you have a general. You ever see the general? You, here, you, there, you. Right, he's shouting orders. How does he choose him? It's arbitrary. He may not even know. So on Rosh Hashanah, we pass before God like the soldiers of David's army. That's another way to get to the front of the line. How? God could see a guy. He has no mitzvahs in the world. And for some inexplicable reason, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give him a good judgment. So he puts him on the front of the line. That also is not going to do us too much good. Because if it's inexplicable, then we don't know what it is. So we're not going to figure out how God will select someone like that to be on the front of the line. So you have on the one extreme, the Bnei Imrana, the big sheep, the fat sheep, the strong sheep, the tzaddikim, you could get to the front of the line by earning it. Also, you know, it's not a trick. And then you have the Chayolo Shel Beis David. Chayolo Shel Beis David, where the general arbitrarily selects people on the line. But now we have a middle way. And that is Kemalois Beis Marin, like the ascent to Beis Marin. Those people, why were they ascending Beis Marin? What was on the top of the ascent? They were getting a certain ticket, like a trip tick, you know? They're getting a certain ticket to go do whatever they wanted to do. If you ever waited online for a ticket, right? Anytime you want to go anywhere, whether you go to a museum, you want to go to a park, you always have to get a ticket. And there's always a line. If there's no line, then it's probably...
It's not worth going.
Right? Actually, sometimes the best things are free, you know? But anyway, but the big attractions, there's a line to get a ticket. Who's at the front of the line? The strongest guy? Imagine if there are 100 people on the line and this guy comes. Big muscles, you know, big... He's not going to the front of the line, but he's going to start, you know, pushing away, elbowing people. Doesn't help. Or imagine if, you know, the person giving out tickets points him, hey, you, in the back line, you come ahead. That's not happening. The other 99 people on the line will, you know, get that person fired. Who gets to the front of the line when people are waiting for a ticket? First come, first serve. If you woke up in the morning, right, before 8 o'clock, then you get the ticket. But I'm not the strongest guy on the line. No, you're not. And everyone else on the line is stronger than you. There's no I got here first. First come, first serve. Who gets the first ticket on the Malos Beis Marin? Whoever got there first. Says Rav Itzel Petterberg. This is the second way to get to the front of the line for the din of Rosh Hashanah. It's first come, first serve. Whoever begins to prepare themselves for a din first gets to the front of the line. Whoever starts waking up, Rosh Chodesh Elul, as soon as they hear the shofar, everyone else might start waking up, maybe for slichos, 4 days before, right? Or when they buy their seats, when they have to spend a lot of money to buy their high holiday seats, or when they get the call they didn't pay membership for the year, maybe that's when they wake up, or after Labor Day, right? Or Erev Rosh Hashanah, when they go to the mikvah, some people wake up. Some people wake up when Rosh Hashanah comes itself, maybe Shachris, maybe Tkiah Shofar. But there's a trick. You're going to beat the rush, right? I got something in the mail. Beat the school year rush for the school supplies. You could get it even before. Beat the rush. Whoever starts preparing for the Yom HaDin first gets online first. It's first come, first serve. The same way, the Malos Beis Marin. Who waits first online to get their ticket? Whoever got there first. Who gets first online for the din of Rosh Hashanah? Whoever begins preparing first. Take a look in
18.
Number 18, thank you. Look at number 18. See? Shkayach. Look at number 18. Hachaluka Hashenesu, the second division. Oysan Bnei Adam. Sha'avnosam Merubim Mischiyasam. Right? We're not, but this, everyone's looking, how do you get on the line first? But this tzaddik, who has more mitzvahs than you, he's behind you, and that tzaddik has more mitzvahs than you. No, you see, I'm not here because I'm a big tzaddik. I'm here because I got here first. I woke up early. It's like getting pizza on Matzai Pesach. Right? Who gets the pizza first? The biggest tzaddik? He's not eating pizza until 3 days later when the line's coming. Whoever got there first? This guy, he was waiting there since the second day of Pesach. He gets, right? Yeah. What are you doing? Why are you on the corner? No. He's waiting for the pizza store to open on the second day of Pesach. Whoever gets there first, says Rav Itzel Petterberg. Uvezois. Reishis Dov. Okay, excuse me. Lehachaluka Hashinesu oisam ne adam shavnosem merubim ischiyasin. Verak shazoichin berachamim yitzad ezeschos. They're zoicha, with mercy, for some schus they have. Even though, right, the Ran says it's possible for a Rasha who has more averos and mitzvos to be zoicha, but then because of a certain zchus. Now, what is that zchus? Can we possibly can we possibly try to figure out what is that zuchus that Hashem could have mercy on somebody even if he has more averus and mitzvos? So he says, even though it's beyond our scope of understanding, what could that zuchus be? There is a method to the system, and that is, it is very logical that it is the fear and the preparation and the worry that somebody puts in for the Yom HaDin. The more you're worried about the Yom HaDin, the more you prepare yourself, the more you're scared, the more Hashem will have Rachmanas. And that is why he brings down over here, you have it on your sheets, the Torah in Or HaChaim, Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, quotes the Pirkei de Rav Elezer, that we all know that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, the final time he went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and his ascent was marked, was heralded by the sound of the shofar, and because of that our minhag is to blow shofar throughout the month of Elul, to remind ourselves of the opportunity to do tshuva. Why do we begin preparing already Rosh Chodesh Elul? First come, first serve. Even if you're not roi, even if you're not a tzaddik, even if you have more averus than mitzvahs, the earlier you prepare, the better place you have online. But you can't save place for anybody else. There's no saving. It's every man on his own. Right? Every person on his own. The more you prepare yourselves, the more you start learning Musar, the more you start thinking about the Yom HaDin, the more you start making a cheshbon ha-nefesh, the sooner you do that, the better place you'll be on that line. So the first way to get to the front of the line, be a tzaddik, shkoyach, right? The third way is, it's inexplicable. So the two extremes, they're not going to help us too much. But the middle way, it's kemaloi space marayim. It's first come, first serve. So I have over here a number 23. A sefer called Shar Elul, written by Rav Vagshal. He writes about the importance of capitalizing on that first moment that you hear the Tkiah Shofar. That everybody knows that if something happens in life, if an event happens, and you don't allow yourself to be moved, so you begin to coarsen and harden your sensitivity. So too with the Shofar. Look, he writes in number 23, Yodua. When things happen to a person that wake him up to do tshuva, and a person is not moved, a person is not shaken, he ruins, he coarsens, he hardens his sensitivity, and then even if a bigger thing happens, it will be hard for him to be moved. And therefore, says Rav Vagshal, how vital, how crucial are those first moments. The first time you hear the shofar tomorrow, it's like, on your mark, get ready, get set, go! Right? The line, the run for the line begins. So most people, their head might still be in vacation, and you know, they're not even, it's not even Labor Day yet, it's not even Slichos time. When you hear that shofar, that's your opportunity to begin the preparation, to get to the head of the line, to start thinking about preparing oneself to the seriousness of the days ahead, the seriousness, the cheshbon ha-nefesh. Rabbi Isai, you know, they once asked Rav Itzel Petterberg during the month of Elul, you could see on his face the yira, you could see on his face the fear of the din. So they said, what are you so scared of? What, is Elul a bear? Why is Elul so scary? So Retzel Petterberg said, let me tell you something. Even the person who it says about, Gamas Hadoiv, Gamas Hoari, Hika Avdecha, even that person who hit the bear, who vanquished the bear, vanquished the lion, David HaMelech, what David HaMelech says about the din, he says, Samar mi pachtecha abasari. My soul quivers from din. So you're right, Elul is not a bear. Elul is scarier than a bear. Because even David HaMelech, he wasn't as scared of a bear, he wasn't scared of a lion. But he says, Samar mipachtecha besari. Okay, so this is a very important trick. you want to start preparing for Rosh Hashanah as quickly as possible. You want to get to the front of the line. But Rabbi Yisai, I was afraid that maybe a lot of people already know this Kaich Vayar. A lot of people might know this already. So tomorrow when the Shofar blows, you might have a lot of people starting to prepare themselves. So we have to think of a trick to get ahead of those people. Right? The guy who's waiting for the second day of Pesach, some people they wait for even before Pesach. They're camping out. How do you... What about somebody, he already learned the Sefer Kach Le'ar, Simon Dalet. He knows the trick. He knows the way to get to the head of the line is you have to prepare from the beginning of Elul. So have a trick how to even get ahead of them. And what is that? The Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh says like this. Kiyim el ha'makoyim asher yivchar Hashem lekechem, to the place that Hashem chose mikol shivtechem, from all of your tribes, Lasum es Shemay Sham, to place his name there, Leshichnoi Sidrashu, seek out his resting place, Uvasa Shama, and come there. So we have over here a comment from the Sefer Ben La Ashri. Ben La Ashri was written by a great tzaddik, a Makubal, Rabbi Yitzchak HaKoyen Huberman, who's known as the Tzaddik Miranana. He was a big Makubal. In fact, I heard that the Ger Rebbe used to go to him to study his tzitkus. He was very, very poor. In fact, my grandfather has many letters from him. He was so poor that he would write on just like scrap paper. And if I could show you, every millimeter of the paper he filled up, because every inch of paper was valuable to him. I believe that he was my great-grandfather's chavrusa in Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. And my grandfather has actually smicha from him, Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen Huberman. He wrote a series, Ben La Ashri, never had children. And these, his sfarim are his legacy. And in fact, it's written in the Hakdama of the Sefer that he gives a moida, that he promises to be mispalel, b'lei v'nefesh, b'li neder, excuse me, every day, that anyone who's ma'ayin in a Sefer and says over his divrei Torah in his name, he will pray for them in Shamayim to save them from any tzara. Okay, so his schuz should be a shmira over us. So we're going to say over a piece of Torah from the tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen Huberman, L'shichnoi sidrashu uvasa shama. He says, I know everybody knows the kaich v'yar. Everybody knows that the way to get to the front of the line is you start preparing yourselves in the beginning of Elul. So here's the trick. Don't wait for Elul. Don't wait for Elul. L'shichnoi sidrashu. You start already in the Shachin, the neighbor of Elul, Uvasa Shama, and then you'll come to the desired place. L'shichnoi sidrashu. What's the neighbor of Elul? Av, the month of Av, the neighbor, right? We still have one more day, we still have a few hours left. L'shichnoi sidrashu, says the Tzaddik Miranana, look at number 27, L'shichnoi sidrashu Uvasa Shama, Shamati, Me'ad Mar Shlita, I heard, Alpi, Chazal say we know, that when you prepare for a Yom Tov, how many days do you prepare for before a Yom Tov? 30 days. So what are the Yemei Jerisha of Tishrei? Elul. Says the Torah, Lo yichake adam ad Elul. Don't wait for Elul. Elul l'shichnai. Wait for the neighbor. The month of Av is the neighbor of Elul. Sidrashu, that's when you have to start seeking it out. So this way, if we start already today, then you really get to the front of the line. Even the people that know that they have to start preparing Elul, but you get ahead of them even, right? You get mamish to the front of the line. In fact, it's brought down in the Sefer Tiv HaMayadim of Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, the Mekobel in Eretz Yisrael. He writes that the word Av is Rosh Hatevois Elul Ba. Av is Rosh Hatevois Elul Ba. Av is already, Elul is coming. Elul Ba. In other words, the meaning of that is don't wait for Elul. You got to start earlier. So Rebbeinu Shem should give us siyata d'shmaya, that we should have heavenly assistance to prepare ourselves for the Yemei Adin. Rebbeinu Shem should give us all positions at the front of the line. We should all be zoicha to aksiva v'aksima toiva guka ben shkiar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.